happening locally. The news.
And it is our last look for what has been an eventful week. Some of those local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. President Laurentino Cortizo reported yesterday that Minera Panama made the payment corresponding to its obligations established in the new contract under Law 406, but ordered it to be kept in a restricted account in the National Bank of Panama. In a message to the nation, the president explained that he made the decision given that he is awaiting the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice for the unconstitutionality claims that have been presented. The amount paid by the mining company amounts to $562,840,543, detailed the Ministry of Economy and Finance. Additionally, highlighted the MEF, the Ministry of Environment, and the municipalities of Donoso and Omar Torrijos Herrera received $4,284,512 that correspond to the payment of water use, surface fee, and rights of use and easement. The President also announced that after receiving the request to repeal Law 406 presented to the Executive on the 9th of November by organized groups, he asked the Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto González, about the legal viability of the said request. I reiterate, I will abide by the ruling issued by the Supreme Court of Justice on Law 406 of the mining contract, he said. Currently, the court has 10 unconstitutionality lawsuits in process. Attorneys González from the administration and Javier Caraballo from the nation have given their opinion on the unconstitutionality of the law. Regarding the day of street closures and demonstrations this Thursday, President Cortizo said that the violent protests that have been registered will not go unpunished because they violate the Constitution and the laws that we must all respect. He reported that the Public Prosecutor's Office and the Public Force work in coordination to comply with the arrest and detention orders of those who attack the deprivation of individual liberty. Quote, the government has avoided falling into the provocations of some groups that resort to confrontation with violent demonstrations that threaten health, education, current jobs, job creation, economic recovery, and social peace, unquote, the president said. At least three banks in the square, well, they refused to receive the cashier's checks that the state savings bank, the Caja de Oros, delivered to the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, according to the union's lawyer, Antonio Vargas. The management checks were issued by the CA in favor of Suntrax after last Monday it notified the union about the closure of its bank accounts in that entity. In total, there were 18 bank accounts closed in the Caja de Oros, which did maintain a fixed term that expires in October of 2024. Vargas did not specify the names of the banks that now refused to receive cashier's checks from the Caja de Oros or what the reasons were. He only indicated that they are two private and one state. He recognizes that banks have the power to reject a client if he considers that the amounts that are handled are, quote, unusual. In the notice that the Caja de Oros delivered to the union on the 13th of November, it was noted that the bank did not explain why it decided to close the 18 Suntrax accounts. They did not refer to any article or law on suspicious activities of any kind, but instead cited the banking services contract and internal bank policies as the reason for their decision. Vargas said that until a month ago, Suntrax had three accounts in the Caja de Oros, one for the deposit via ACH of union dues made directly by employers, another for the management of operating expenses at the national level, and a fixed term that expired, as we said, in 2024. But the bank called them to recommend that they open an account for each union headquarters in the different provinces. That is why 15 more accounts are opened, thus totaling the 18 accounts cited by the bank in its note of September the 13th, signed by Rosalba Torres, manager of the Chanis branch. Torres and the general manager for the Caja de Oros, Juan Melillo, were denounced on November the 15th by Suntrax for apology of crime and crimes against honour and against collective security. The Caja de Oros issued a statement on Thursday in which it maintains that it always acts in strict accordance with the laws and regulations of the Republic of Panama. It was added that the regulations require him to keep confidentiality about his client's transactions, and he does not even mention what happened with Suntrax. In the note that was sent to Suntrax, the bank does not make accusations of any kind, nor does it say that it has noticed suspicious activities. Vargas says that if that were true, they would not have returned the money deposited in the closed accounts, since what would have been appropriate would be to alert the Financial Analysis Unit, the UAF, so that it could proceed to freeze the funds and carry out the respective investigation. If they had been suspicious of the funds, they would not have kept the fixed term either, added Vargas, who considers that the measure is arbitrary, and a bill pass by the current government for the Suntrax protest actions against the mining contract. The national economy, well, it suffered significant losses, estimated at least $1.7 billion after 25 days of riots and road blockages in rejection of the mining contract. Now, this amount represents 2.3% of the gross domestic product, the GDP, for the year of 2022, and puts the growth levels estimated by the Ministry of Economy and Finance at risk. In the calculations, the National Council of Private Enterprise, CONEP, refers to the loss in the generation of sectoral added value that will no longer be contributed to the GDP, not to the value of lost sales or transaction invoicing not generated. This is by 25 days of non-production or stoppage. The estimates considered 8 lines or activities, all with losses of tens and hundreds of millions of dollars. Agricultural and the fishing sector, $94 million. Agri-food industry, $62 million. Construction, $300 million. Trade, $656 million. Hotels and restaurants, $40 million. Land transportation, $92 million. Services, $313 million. Others, $143 million. These losses, estimated at $1.7 billion, are 120% above what the state intends to receive in taxes and royalties from Minera Panama, corresponding to the years 2022 and 2023, the amount of which would reach $770 million. In the labour field, the business union estimates that collectively up to 105,000 jobs could be lost if the unrest and the paralysis of the traffic of people, goods and supplies persist. To this figure, we would have to add the stoppage of another 75,000 indirect jobs and an impact on another 100,000 induced jobs, says the CONEP study. United Airlines operations to Panama were partially affected on Thursday, when the airline decided to suspend the arrival of one of the scheduled flights from the city of Houston to Panama City. And therefore, the two flights scheduled for departure from Panama today will be cancelled, as the aircraft is not available in Panamanian territory. According to information from Air Trackers Flight UA-1034, which would depart from Houston Airport at 2:31 p.m. local time in the United States and arrive at 7:38 p.m. local time in Panama, was cancelled only for this Thursday. The cancellation of this flight, however, affects the departure of flights UA-727 and UA-1031 that were scheduled for Friday, today, which will now not operate from Panama because the aircraft, well, they will not be in Panamanian territory. The airline is expected to issue a statement informing the reasons for the cancellation, but airline industry sources indicated that it is a cancellation only for these 2 days that United Airlines operations will continue to and from Panama. This Thursday, access to the city has been blocked by groups that reject the mining contract and called for a stoppage of activities. The city's road to the Tokumen International Airport were closed on several occasions. The judge of the Supreme Court of Justice, Carlos Alberto Vázquez Reyes, admitted on Thursday the 10th lawsuit of unconstitutionality presented before the General Secretariat of this state body against Law 406 of the 20th of October of this year, which adopted the contract between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama. This 10th lawsuit was presented on the 15th of November, and after its submission, it was sent to the Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto González, for his due opinion. It must be remembered that Attorney González has a period of 10 days to send his opinion on the matter. As reported by the court, this lawsuit was presented by lawyer Francisco Javier Ramos Molina. Up to this moment, the Secretary General of the Supreme Court, Manuel Calvo, has received the opinions of 9 claims of unconstitutionality submitted by the Attorney General of the Administration and the Attorney General of the Nation in Charge, Javier Caraballo. In accordance with the provisions of Article 2564 of the Judicial Code for this type of process, once the files with the Attorney's opinion are returned, an edict will be published for 3 days in a newspaper of national circulation, so that within a period of 10 days, counted from the last publication, the plaintiff and all persons interested in the case present their arguments in writing through lawyers. When the previous term expires on the 23rd of November, the substantiating magistrates will examine all the documents that have been presented and will proceed to prepare a draft decision that they will submit for the consideration of the magistrates that make up the Supreme Court, who may present observations and considerations which will be analysed in a plenary session, the judicial branch stated in a statement. The suspension of employment contracts and the reduction of working hours is beginning to materialise in some companies that have now seen how their supply chain has been fractured and now do not have raw materials to operate. This was confirmed by the President of the National Council of Private Enterprise, CONEP, Ruben Castillo Gil, who recalled that this is a mechanism established by the Labour Code and that companies have been forced to use due to external factors to make these decisions. The law establishes mechanisms to make the corresponding request, and if there is the possibility of suspending contracts, it will be done in accordance with the law, said Castillo Gil, pointing out that there are some small and micro businesses that have been vandalised, so since they do not have resources and the economic possibility to operate, they are going to perish. The impact of companies that were dedicated to cultural and tourist events that cancelled meetings and congresses is also reported, as well as hotels that register the cancellation of reservations this month of November and some for December and January. The business sector points out the road blockages in Tierras Altas have left farms with production losses, as well as tourist operators in the area and in Bocas del Toro without visitors and debts to pay. Castillo Hill said that given the impossibility of continuing to operate, some companies have found it necessary to reduce working hours, and others in extreme cases have had to suspend contracts in accordance with the Labour Code. Private companies want to work. They have no intention of reducing staff or suspending, but this situation is caused by the state of things here in the country, of companies that cannot operate, that the distribution chain has been broken, and many do not have supplies to develop their activity, Castillo added. That's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Again, some of those stories that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's programme.